Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with your hosts, Derek and Tiffany. We're here with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. We're glad to be with you and share a little bit of story of redevelopment in the City of Henderson. We have a great interview for you today with a gentleman, kind of a new direction. This might become a series, we're not sure how many parts, but a few part series of how to, you know, almost a how to develop in the City of Henderson Water Street District. We had the opportunity to sit down with a developer, Mike McInerney. He does a lot of custom high-end homes, but he's venturing out into some new territory with new types of buildings here in the downtown. And so we had the opportunity to sit down with him, and we may have him back for more to come. But, you know, this interview is kind of an opportunity for you to hear a little bit about what redevelopment can do to help builders, developers, and others in when they are moving into an area, into one of our redevelopment areas, and how we can help facilitate your project and get you moving on down the road. And so we'll take a minute here and get to Mike in 1 second. But so Tiffany, how's it going?
Hey, everyone. Yeah, today is an interesting interview. We're excited to kind of shift the perspective today from business to developer and see what it's like for the end user that's developing in a redevelopment area.
Yeah, it's an exciting prospect. We've had a lot. If you haven't been down on Water Street, we invite you to come down. That we have a lot going on. We've been a lot of new buildings and new buildings that are under construction. The Watermark we've been talking about for a while. I know
the hotel's coming up nicely at the pass. You know, I feel like that changes every week when I walk by.
So we have a lot happening down here, and so we'll continue to keep inviting you to come down and check it out. A lot of great events coming up here in the near future, and especially we enter the holiday seasons, and we have things happening almost every weekend between now and Christmas, it almost seems like.
We do. It's a busy season. Everyone wants to enjoy this nice weather. This weekend we have coming up Aki Matsuri, which is a Japanese festival on Saturday, October 21st. All day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you should gather up your friends and family and neighbors and come down to Water Street for that. That will be in the Water Street Plaza. And check out our events calendar, waterstreetdistrict.com/events, for all the listing of upcoming events. And it's hard to believe it's almost the holidays. And just around the corner is our tree lighting ceremony.
Yeah, we have Halloween coming up here in a few weeks.
Oh, I almost forgot. How did I almost forget? This, actually, next Friday, October 27th is Trick or Treat Water Street, sponsored by the Water Street District Business Association. So get the kids dressed up, come on down. Most of our businesses will be participating and handing out candy to the littles. It's a great time. It was really fun last year and had a good turnout. And then that night there will also be a farmer's market on the Army Street Plaza. So you can come trick or treating, get your produce for the week. It'll be a great event all around.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. That'll be exciting. Yeah, fun couple weeks here ahead of us. So yeah. Be prepared. I know you're all out there, got your costumes on. So let's...
if not, get to the store. Get them figured out.
Come on down to Water Street and parade it around. So awesome. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and take now time to sit down with Mike McInerney. He is, like I said, a local developer. He's been in Las Vegas, Henderson area for a number of years, and he shares a little bit of his story, and we talk a little bit about his project that he's looking at doing here on Atlantic in the future. He's been working on it for quite a while, and we've been working with him to try to get this project going. So we'll take a moment, sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the interview with Mike. Well, welcome to Redevelop That today. We're here today with Mike McInerney with American Dream Homes. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you, Derek.
Glad to have you on the program here with us. And usually, we kind of talked a little bit beforehand. Usually, our our podcast is with business owners, but today we're stepping out of our realm and jumping into the development community a little bit. And you're looking to be a developer down here in Water Street District.
I am.
You know, I think this is a great opportunity for us to sit down. I'm grateful for you taking the time to talk a little bit about your vision and what has brought you to downtown, you know, Henderson and onto the Water Street.
Well, thank you. We've been talking about it for years.
We've gone through a few iterations, haven't we?
We've gone through a few iterations of what I'm dreaming up.
So maybe before we get into what you're thinking about on Water Street, maybe a little bit about your background, where you come from. You talked about with American Dream Homes. What's your background?
That was a company I'm almost on my 30-year anniversary. Grew up in the construction business, worked for some builders, Stanton Construction, after I got out of college, which built all the La Machas in Henderson.
Yeah.
Then Kaufman and Broad came into town in 1990, and I was hired by them as a purchasing agent and worked up there. And then a couple years later, I decided to go on my own.
Nice.
Did a little subdivision called Pebble Creek with American Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the last, say, 20 years, I've been doing custom homes and remodels up in the Anthem area and the McDonald Ranch area. So that's kind of my background in building, more residential than commercial. But it's been a good ride so far.
I'm sure you've definitely seen, it's amazing that you've been able to ride the waves of the development and, building industry here in the valley. And
exactly. Well, a lot of times when I've been here most of my life, and I was just saying earlier, we just had our 40th high school reunion at Chaparral this last weekend, so that was a doozy. But when you know a lot of people, you seem to be able to draw on those friends and everything to help survive and move forward.
Yeah, so moving from residential, what piqued your interest in venturing into the commercial realm of?
Well, for years we've been going down to downtown Las Vegas to see Main Street and go down there and have dinner and, go to some of the breweries down there. And just coming up through Water Street, the way it's been transforming, I was thinking that there has to be some things to entice people from the Henderson area to not have to go down to downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And there's been a piece of property on Atlantic that I've been looking at for, I would say, 30 years. It was a house that burned down and ended up purchasing that. And so we went through a couple iterations to do some apartments there and such.
Yep.
But we've kind of gotten into this new avenue that we're trying to work on. And I think it might enhance the downtown area.
Yeah, so you're kind of looking at a concept of an outdoor food court type of establishment. And maybe just for the listeners out there, this is in the conceptual phase at this point.
Correct.
And, this might be what we may be doing for this particular episode. There may be multiple of these episodes kind of walking us through the process and the steps. And, what's it like being, trying to come up with these concepts and these ideas and trying to generate these ideas?
I've kind of been a dreamer my whole life. I draw most of my plans on the houses, with consultation with the homeowners, but a lot of them are my ideas on most of my spec houses. And we were just looking at what's fun. We've been down to Austin and seen some of those food parks and such like that. And it kind of came way in my backyard. I have a nice pie-shaped lot, and I've redone my backyard with turf and bocce court and nice barbecue and blah, blah, blah. And so we've been thinking that we would have the same concept. Outdoors, you can bring your dogs. We could have barbecue contests. We could have dog shows. We have bocce courts. We could have food trucks on the property. It'd be like a service bar with food and stuff. Mm-hmm. And with all of the what's the arena's name?
Now it's called America First.
The America First Arena. With all of the club hockey, I was quite involved with club baseball when my son was younger, and I know kind of that role, and I'm quite involved with his golf. But with all of the parents coming there, needing probably someplace to go, With the new hotel at the at the pass going up, it almost feels like it'll be a nice place to go have a beer. It'd be a nice place to go in Henderson to maybe watch Premier League games in the morning.
Yeah,
on a Sunday to watch NFL on a nice day.
Sure.
So that's kind of the idea. So now we have the conceptual drawings put in place, and now we're getting ready to go through concept review.
So what's that process like going through the concept plan review? So the city, maybe just to explain a little bit, you know, so we have what's called entitlements, that the typical development process that a developer will go through with the city, with the planning department. Mm-hmm. Then you typically, that first step is called the concept plan review,
right?
Which if you haven't gone through that process, is a free service mm-hmm. that the city offers. And so what, you know, what's your expectations or anticipations from, you know, going through that process?
I anticipate a whole lot of help on your part.
Okay. Yes, we can.
Because in all of the prior podcasts and everything that you and Anthony, we've talked about, there's many different grants out there for small businesses. There are many different, you know, a signage mm-hmm. allowance, tenant improvement allowances. Those are just some of the things that we'll need help on building it. It just comes down to a matter of zoning. I know we're in the Water Street transition area, mm-hmm. which is just outside of the water district. So there'll be some concessions.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we're going to make it conducive to fit on there, but it being on Atlantic, that's a pretty main thoroughfare.
Yeah.
We're right next to the old, the florist.
Yeah,
which is unfortunately for sale right now. It was a good spot, but down Atlantic, you have you know, the police mm-hmm. officers building. You have the apartment complex. You have a church over there. You have the Emerald. So it feels like, hopefully, that we can build a kind of an area instead of it just being one street. If it makes sense to maybe go down and do that, that'll be up to you guys, obviously.
Yeah,
but I'm going to try to push it in that direction.
Yeah, and I mean, location, you know, in the real estate world, you know, location means a whole lot. And if you have the right location.
Yeah, we're not six lots in on Nickel.
Right.
Right, we're right on the corner.
Right on the corner.
So that hopefully enhances our opportunity to do that. That's why we've kind of melded. But we didn't feel that the area was quite ready.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been ready for an apartment.
Yeah,
it would have been ready for apartment, but then you got the watermark going up there, and you have the hotel that mm-hmm. the Samoans building, a lot of other Airbnb type buildings that people are starting to put up on the east side,
yep.
and also down a little bit further north. It's growing.
Yeah,
so hopefully we can have some place that's a little, you know, instead of going into a bar, not that it's, you know, breweries are nice places to go, but if you have your family, maybe you can come outside, sit on the park bench, you know, have some ribs and a beer and watch a ball game.
It was actually interesting. Tiffany and I were talking about this earlier this morning, because on Water Street, we have a fairly new establishment called The Backyard,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it's literally just, you know, as you're walking down the street, they have the garage doors that they were rolled up, and people are just pouring out and sitting, and, you know, when, you know, we were kind of talking about what drives their business, and really it comes down to atmosphere.
Exactly.
And what, you know, the amenities that you provide in terms of, it's just, you know, the idea that, like you said, it's like your backyard, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, it's just a place to come hang out.
Just a place to come hang out and relax
and
have a beer, get off work, you come down, you can get a little food, have a drink, see your friends.
Very informal,
you know, we'd be kid friendly, and, hopefully the parents of the children that are playing in the club hockey tournaments every weekend at mm-hmm. the arena, you know, hopefully we'll get some of those.
Yeah.
So,
and that's always as an agency, you know, as we work with, you know, yourself and a lot of other property owners and business owners, we really try to highlight and promote the idea of the synergy that comes from being a part of the, you know, the redevelopment area and the community here on Water Street, that, you know, as you know, a business, like, you know, business and a development like yours comes in, you know, that they really, you know, they start working off each other and starting to contribute to the overall feel of the downtown.
Exactly. I would be honored to be able to provide my customers with Mojave Brewing mm-hmm. and Love Lady Brewing's, you know, tastes of the week.
Right.
You know, that would be perfect. So there's a synergy with them. You know, we can get Chef Fleming's to provide some pastries.
Sure.
Some cakes.
Yeah.
So we can utilize the whole thing.
Yeah, and that would definitely be a great addition there, being right, as I said, right next to the hockey arena. And
yeah,
a lot of the activities are going on there. So yeah, that's amazing. So you're in this concept phase, you know, and trying to get through that process of, you know, the conceptual, you know, we talked about the concept plan review. And so, you know, you're getting feedback, when really that concept review by staff is to give you kind of initial feedback on, you know,
what
needs to be done. What's the next step? You know, right. What's the next step for you? And so that's a great opportunity to be able to get a good feel, mm-hmm. I guess, of where you're at,
right.
And what where you go from here. And so, you know, and that being the next step, you know, I mean, maybe that's, you know, we talked a little bit of beforehand that, you know, in terms of this series, you know, we'll leave the next step to the next episode. Really, the next step, you know, the next step is the entitlements. You know, we talk about entitlements of you know, what that process is, working with a city planner, working with our building department, mm-hmm. to get through that process. And
well, the building department's easy because I've done that,
yeah.
for the last 30 years when you guys were in trailers down here, and Joe Titus was the building director of the right. building department, and Judy Mitchell used to help me out quite a bit. So the building portion of it's easy. You guys have done a lot of work on the substrates, the nickel, the leads, mm-hmm. and stuff, putting in new gas lines, putting in some new sewer lines and stuff. So we don't have to cut into Atlantic, which is nice. So yeah, we'll have a septic tank,
mm-hmm.
you know, power,
right.
Try to get rid of the overhead power that's handling it there. Probably still need the pole, but I'll be bringing it down in to do it. We're going to do, we have a whole roof structure. It's probably, I'd say it's going to be around 1,100 square feet. Mm-hmm. We're going to fill that with solar panels,
nice.
And try to help in that respect, do everything we did. Some of the comments that I've gotten on some of my prior conceptual reviews, I know most of the things that you guys are going to be looking for.
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of use.
Sure.
I think. So once we cross that bridge, we'll know whether we can move forward. But once the approvals are done, you know, sewer, water, septic, gas, solar, the building part's easy.
Yeah, building part's easy.
The building part's easy.
We'd like to hear that. Yeah. Let's just get you to that part, right?
The city of Henderson's building department is probably the easiest to deal with in the whole valley, which I'm sure the other entities will say differently.
All right.
I just like dealing with the city of Henderson.
Well, we'd like to hear that. And you're not the first to tell us that. So we're glad to, we're definitely glad to be able to be able to serve the building community and to help them through, you know, help you through the processes and
right.
get you up and out of the dirt. And
that's the fun part of it is building. I'm more of a sticks and bricks kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my other cohorts are more into the entitlements and everything, but I'm running with this one. That's why you've seen me every 6 months for the last 7 years.
Hey, that's all right. We're still here.
You're still here. Me too.
We'll find something to make it happen for you. So that's the important part. And you kind of touched on it. And you know, when you're dealing within the city, you know, sometimes not everybody understands zoning. You know, the way that you talked about the Water Street Transition District and the Water Street District, and you know, we have these different areas designated to allow different types of uses,
mm-hmm.
To make sure that we don't have uses that are mixing that maybe shouldn't always be mixed together,
right.
Or and so that's always a challenge working with the city is, you know, are we in the right zone district? Do we have the right use category identified? And you know,
my fingers are crossed, Derek. My fingers are crossed because, like I said, this is out of the transition, but it's right on the cusp.
Yeah.
So hopefully with the lot next door that they're using for the construction trailers and building of mm-hmm. the hotel, you know, that was a commercial project,
yep.
a little strip mall type thing, which was torn down. And then we're in the backyard of the amphitheater,
right.
and the hockey arena. Yeah. So there's a lot of different improvement districts throughout the country that have started with one area mm-hmm. and then expanded a little farther because it's been successful. Sure. And hopefully I can be part of that success.
We hope so too. I mean, we're definitely do our part. And that's why, you know, if you haven't been downtown and haven't dealt with us as in the redevelopment directly, we do have a master plan that's in mm-hmm. place, but that master plan is, you know, really designed to allow flexibility and to allow property owners and businesses to the opportunity to move into spaces like what yeah. you're talking about, to move in and to be able to do something unique and different that maybe we hadn't thought about, and try not to be so rigid in our thinking and thought process.
Well, there's always, you know, 10 ways to skin a cat. Right. You know, if it makes sense, it still makes sense just because it's the letter of mm-hmm. the book. But I do have to say your master plan for the redevelopment areas is very thorough and covers a lot of areas. And it's one of the better I've seen.
Well, good. We appreciate that that word too. We definitely.
No, you know I'm here buttering you up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. Right? It's like, okay, it's a mutual agreement here, right? No, that's awesome. Well, we're excited for your project, Mike, and for I think some of the things that you have, you know, the plans and the ideas and the vision that you see for downtown. I think definitely falls right in line with what's happening down here. And we're excited to be able to highlight that and have you back on again to talk about the process, the next steps, and to see where you're at in the process to moving forward. And we look forward to it.
I'd love to. With the amount of events you put on, the St. Patrick's Day parade is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. The car show that's coming up here in what, 2 weeks?
Right.
Yep. 2 weeks. That's an awesome day. And just every time I come down and walk and talk to people about it, they're quite amazed that they didn't really know mm-hmm. about the downtown Water Street area. And once Watermark opens up and you know, the hotel and with the backyard and with sticks there mm-hmm. and the what's the boulevard is it called now?
Boulevard Grill.
Yeah, that's where the Hardway 8 was.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a nice spot.
Yeah.
We went in there the other night.
Okay, good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So with all those things, Lindo and you know, Love Lady Brewery and Mojave Brewery, and hopefully we can be a part of it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely come a long ways.
And it's come a long way.
Definitely has continued to grow. And so, yeah, we're excited like you to have these places up and running. And
How far are we off of your 30-year plan?
Not very far.
Not very far. We're right on. Sweet.
So we're starting to get the, you know, the residential part, starting to get that mm-hmm. coming in. And we're seeing a lot more interest in the older homes surrounding the Water Street District, and people wanting to come in and fix those up. Something different and add more residential to the area and give, you know, kind of that real, you know, a good downtown feel of a nice commercial district along Water Street, but then have the supporting residential around it to feed in and really make it a district that...
No, it's a great place because everybody in Las Vegas is so... So if you grew up down on Harmon and Mountain Vista, or if you grew up on... Where's Bonanza? Charleston and mm-hmm. wherever. All I knew is when I was in high school, riding my bike up to Bonanza was a long way.
Right.
But you kind of stay in your pockets. Uh-huh. So I think with everything that's going here, the people of Henderson have another vehicle so they don't particularly have to go mm-hmm. to downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, you have West Henderson now, and you got the Water Street District. So there's a lot to offer, and hopefully we can be part of that to provide fun and joy to the masses.
We like that. We like fun and joy. Entertainment in any shape or form is a good entertainment.
It is.
So awesome. Well, thanks, Mike, for taking the time to sit down,
and
we'll look forward to future episodes.
Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, 100%.
We are super excited to to see things happening and work with you on these good projects.
What do you think of the concept?
So far, so good. I like the idea. I like the idea of just a place to come and to be to hang out. I think like I said, to have environments and spaces where people just feel comfortable and don't feel a lot of pressure to
to come have to come in and get out, where they can just come and relax and enjoy the space, I think is a great idea, and it's a great concept for Water Street. To be honest, it's we want people to come and feel welcome and feel like, you know, they're at home.
Yeah.
Here on in the downtown area, and you know, so I like the concept and the ideas, and
there you go.
So we'll definitely do what we can to help support that, and you know, that's in we talked a little bit before, you know, in redevelopment, that's kind of one of our goals and our challenges here as redevelopment agency is to what's our job in helping facilitate you as a developer, and to make these projects come to reality. And so that's one of our challenges is in helping to find the things that may be holding you up and mm-hmm. overcome those, to help you overcome those challenges. And so
let's see what staff has to say after conceptual review.
Right.
And then we'll cross and pluck off the list and do our to-dos and see if we can get this on.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Derek.
Welcome back from that wonderful interview with Mike. We hope you enjoyed see a little bit different perspective on how redevelopment is can change an area. Like I said, a lot of our, as Tiffany mentioned, a lot of our interviews up to this point have been with businesses and, you know, talking about the businesses that have moved into areas. But this is kind of a perspective on how development takes place and some of the aspects that a developer has to go through to get a project going on here in the city of Henderson, but specifically also within a redevelopment area. And so
there's so much that takes place before a project ever breaks ground. I think we forget sometimes, or people don't know what's going on the back end.
No, definitely. And that's why we think this will be a good series. We'll have Mike back for some future discussions and talk a little bit more about his project as it moves forward and progresses. Like I said in the interview, we got through the concept plan stage. So he's got his concept down and kind of
sounds like a fun concept for sure.
Right. So we got to get through that next part of getting his design reviews and other entitlements taken care of so we can move on. And so we'll definitely have Mike back, but we appreciate him taking the time to sit down with us and sharing his story and his experiences working with us and working with the city. So we look forward to some great interviews in the future. And we hope, hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you have questions, you know, about moving into the redevelopment area or moving into the city of Henderson, even if you're, you know, wanting to move into the area and looking for property or looking to move your business here, we're more than would love to help you and see what we can do to make that happen. And so always, you know, feel free to reach out to us. You can remember my emails at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. And or you can go to our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. And you can get in contact with us contact us through our website also. So a couple of different ways you can get a hold of us and reach out. But again, thanks for listening. And we look forward to a fun holiday season the next few months. We got, like I said, a lot coming up here in the next few weeks and here in the downtown area. So we remember to come out and enjoy the holidays. We'll see you on the next one.
And remember, I'm just going to do a quick plug that as the holiday season approaches, don't forget to shop small and support your local small business owners. There's multiple places to shop downtown. You can even come grab gift cards to your favorite restaurants. There's multiple ways to support the local business owners in this community. So think small this fall.
That was a great line.
We're going to use that. I'm going to trademark that.
Awesome. Think small this fall. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future.